Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Vicki Sherman, past president of the 99's, lead FAST Team representative from DeLand, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. I'm Vicki Sherman, calling in from DeLand, Florida. And I'm on a phone interview with Chad Smith at the FAA Production Studios, who is the assistant principal of the Kathleen High School in Lakeland, Florida. Hi, Chad.
Good morning, Vicki.
How's everything going over at Central Aerospace Academy?
Central Florida Aerospace Academy, things are going wonderful. We have a really unique opportunity for students here in Polk County.
Are your students are increasing annually every year?
That's our goal. Basically, the academy's idea started in about 2 years ago. There was a consortium group that was meeting of leading aviation industry members here in Polk County, and two folks there that were really pivotal in the development of the academy was Mr. John Small. He's a senior workforce director for Polk County Schools, and Rick Garcia, who is president of Gulf Coast Avionics here at the Lakeland Airport, located on the north side of the field. And during that meeting, there was some general discussion about the possibility that maybe we should have something in the Polk County school system that has a focus on aerospace. And from that, the idea just kind of started to snowball and roll. I got involved later on, about 3 or 4 months later, simply because I was at Kathleen High School, which is located just north of the airfield, and I have a previous experience in aviation. I'm a licensed airline transport pilot. I'm also a licensed flight instructor, and so it kind of went hand in hand, and so they brought me on board to help develop the academy, and from there, things have just grown rapidly.
It sounds like you're expanding very rapidly, and I'm interested, though, what is the overall mission of the academy?
Well, that was kind of has developed slowly, and finally we've gotten a real focus for our vision and mission for the school. One of the things we really want to do is combine certification, industry certification, with college prep. Because Mr. Small is in the Workforce Ed Department at Polk County School Board, typically that was always known as the vocational branch, if you will, of schools. And that has slowly shifted in the state of Florida and has become what they call workforce prep. And in many cases, we're involving colleges, particularly CUNY colleges and state university systems, in that process of developing programs that will directly prepare students to meet the needs of industry in our state and in the United States. And so as we've grown as an academy, our focus has been that we provide a very rigorous program, but that also includes hands-on experiences. That's very important to us, that the kids are actually getting to see, touch, feel, and experience those aspects of the industry that they're getting involved in. In this case, we're talking aerospace.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to create students who are very creative and innovative. Through that hands-on experience, that's what happens. They actually become much more innovative, much more creative than they are have been in the past. We also want them to be critical thinkers, problem solvers. And that's something that industry has demanded. Industry is saying that they need a workforce that comes out of our public school systems, that they're problem solvers, they're team members, that they can work in teams, that they have a good, solid knowledge of that industry. And so that's our goal. That's what we're trying to provide. And there's a real strong belief that it's no longer just a high school diploma that's going to make a child successful. They need to have advanced learning, and that comes from our community college and through our state university system. And that's what's really been unique for the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. When we initially started, we were kind of toying with the idea of what we were going to offer. And we had looked at initially starting out with an airframe power plant mechanics program. However, obviously that takes FAA oversight. It also is a program that would take about 2 years to develop. And we were, at the time, having an opportunity to pursue some grant money through the state of Florida. It's called a Succeed Grant. And that grant gave us the option we could either start an avionics program or we could start the AMP program. The avionics program proved that it would be a little simpler for us to start, particularly since the academy was new. So we pursued that Succeed Grant, and we were only one of two school systems in the state of Florida that were offered and awarded that grant. The grant was worth $250,000 to our school, and it allowed us to go out and buy a tremendous amount of equipment and lab equipment for an avionics program. So that's one of our initial pieces that we started with avionics.
I see. So what other curriculums does the academy offer to the students?
Well, obviously, avionics is not the only thing that's available out there in the aerospace industry. So we've looked around. We looked at state needs. There is a program that the state of Florida, through Workforce Education, has started. It's called the ARC program, and that's the Aerospace Resource Center is the actual title of the program. And they've studied and partnered with a lot of industry through the state of Florida in aviation, and looking at the needs, one of the big needs in the future for aviation is aerospace engineering. Our aerospace engineers that we have today in the United States and the state of Florida are approaching their baby boomers, and they're approaching that retirement age, and they're going to see a huge loss within those industries, particularly aerospace engineering, and so that's one of the areas we're also focusing on besides avionics is aerospace engineering. I have an awesome instructor over there. His experience is over 22 years in aerospace engineering, specifically with dealing with harmonics and sound vibrations affecting aircraft, and so he's got his degree from Purdue, and he is providing a tremendous, his name is Mr. Bartuska, he's providing a tremendous opportunity for our students to learn about aerospace engineering. So that was one piece we added. We also are focusing on aerospace technologies, which is a fancy name for talking about flight operations in the school system. So one of our goals is to provide students with the opportunity to earn their private pilot ground school, complete their private pilot ground school written exam while in school, possibly their instrument, and also learn more about airport operations and airline operations, charter operations through that program. I want to emphasize, too, that, you know, one of the things we mentioned is that certification, industry certification, is very important for our program. The avionics program, when the students complete that, they have an avionics completion certificate that allows them to go out and immediately enter the workforce if they wanted to, a avionics shop such as Gulf Coast Avionics. The engineering program will end with a certification in AutoCAD, computer-aided drafting, and the aerospace, obviously, like I mentioned, would end with the private pilot written exam, and then we also are making connections for students with local flight instructors, so if they want to go out and continue that, they can go out and get flight time. And then the fourth program we're offering right now that is kind of an elective program for us is Air Force ROTC. Kathleen High School has the only Air Force ROTC in Polk County. We're very proud of that program, and about 50% of our students right now have joined the Air Force ROTC. It is not a commitment to for military service, but it is a leadership program, and I've seen some kids make some turnaround that started out maybe a little bit rough, but with our Colonel Miller and Sergeant Labaca, we've seen some tremendous gains for those students in leadership, and they're doing a wonderful job there. So those are the four programs that we really have a focus on now as far as our curriculum.
Well, that sounds like a well-rounded curriculum. I know there's some other opportunities that you probably have to offer to the students from the school. I know you're in an ideal location. You're located right close by to the National Resource Center in Lakeland, Florida. And I know you have some students that now are participating with the FAA Production Studio.
Yes, yes. The opportunities that we have out here, I had kind of in my mind, I had some expectations of what kids would be able to get involved with. My expectations have been met and exceeded out here simply because there are so many opportunities, and the FAA Production Center is one of those. There's students that have gotten involved with Sun and Fun and the Experimental Aviation or Aircraft Association. It's a program called Future Eagles. They meet with once a month for that club. From that has spun off a program, a club they call Restoration Club. Through the Bueller Annex over here is a hangar where they can go in and actually work on restoring aircraft that'll either become a museum piece. I've actually seen some students working on a piece of a propeller car that was found in a farm field and was used actually as a fence post in an old farm field in Germany. And come to find out, this prop, this piece of a prop, is actually off of an old Nazi Germany World War II transport plane. And this actually has serial numbers. And these kids are holding a piece of history and are actually refurbishing it. Kids that have never been able to do this before are taking this prop, they're refurbishing it. It will eventually be placed in the Florida Air Museum, which is located here on property. So they're getting historical experience just through programs like that. They're also going to be involved in the fly-in that occurs here annually at Sun and Fun. It'll be a week long. It's in April. The students are going to get to experience workshops, whether they're dealing with electrical operations, electrics in aircraft, power plants, riveting, safety workshops with the FAA provides out here. The kids will be directly involved with that all week long, and we're really looking forward to it and very excited. And then the FAA production centers. I do have about 8 or 9 students that are out here that some of them actually say that they have grown to love the television production, radio production, more than some of the stuff they've been doing in aviation. So they found maybe a niche that they didn't know existed for themselves through the FAA production centers. We're really, really thrilled with that.
Well, you know, we do really we really like to see them involved also with the FAA Wings program, which I'm very much involved in. I know you have a lot of flight instructors over there, and I hope you can get them involved as well as the students.
Absolutely. Once we get some of our students further along with their ground school and into some flight instruction, we're currently talking with Sun and Fun about possibly creating an additional entity out here, that a flying club that we can get these students directly involved in and have some instruction and aircraft rental that'll be at a reduced rate for them as students of the Aerospace Academy. So that's another piece that we're working on, and then Wings would tie in directly and perfectly with that. Other opportunities that students have, I mentioned certification with their education track that they take. They get certification at the end. The other thing we've done is we have an advisory board for this academy, and the advisory board is composed of some leading people in Polk County and leading people in industry. I mentioned Mr. Garcia, the president of Gulf Coast Avionics, Mr. Small. I also have Dr. Nickel, who is the assistant superintendent of learning for Polk County Schools, sits on that advisory board, and Dr. Goodman, Marshall Goodman, who is the president and CEO of USF Polytechnic, and Dr. Holden, who's the president of the community college. And through those connections, we are developing articulation with the community colleges and the university so that students can earn college credit while they're here attending the Central Florida Aerospace Academy.
Chad, we are going to take a break.
Now, let's rejoin Vicki Sherman and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back with Managing Safety on Flightline Internet Radio. I'm with Chad Smith, who's the Assistant Principal of the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. Chad, if anybody wanted to find out more about Central Florida Aerospace Academy, how would they get in touch?
Well, there's a number of ways. They can contact us by phone at 863-647-4761. They're also welcome to go to our website, which is www.flycfaa.com, and they can go to our website there. That is a website that is currently up and running, and we're going to be developing it to be a very interactive website, particularly for our students and for the general public.
Well, that's wonderful. Are you doing any instructing over there, Chad?
No, I'm strictly administration. I do go in every once in a while, since I am a flight instructor. I do go into our aerospace technologies classes, and the teacher in me comes out, and I do want to go in there. So I go in every once in a while. I guest instruct for Mr. Bartuska.
Well, that's okay. Wonderful. Now, how many simulators does the Academy offer?
Well, we do have a number of simulators that we utilize through Sun and Fun, which is they're basically the Microsoft flight simulators. We've got about 24 that are available at Davis Center. And that's one of the benefits that I failed probably to mention before is our partnership with Sun and Fun. They also sit on our advisory board, John Burton, president of Sun and Fun, and Catherine McManus. And then we also participate with the Florida Air Museum. Those benefits are huge. There are so many different things that the kids can do out here and go and see. For example, we took them out one day to the hangars that are here on the property and showed them how to pre-flight assess the 182. And many of those kids had never, ever even touched an airplane in their life before, got to get in it, you know, move the controls, controls, move the flaps, turn the power on, see the lights. I mean, really got to get involved with that. There's also some museum pieces out here that are unique. There's actually an F-14 Tomcat. So the kids actually got to walk up to that. You know, when you're seeing that in flight, that's one thing. When you get right next to it and see how big that aircraft is, that's a whole other thing. And they got to experience that. With the museum, there's a lot of history that they get involved with, Florida aviation history that they can go and see. And again, the simulators at the Davis Center are something else we can utilize.
Well, I know you have great exposure because you're right here at Lakeland during Sun and Fun. Now, will you have a booth over there where people can stop by and say hi or check out the academy?
We did that last year. We had an education booth that was up almost near the main office for Sun and Fun and the FAA Production Center. But this year, we've got something better. We've actually got a school here. The school is located within the Sun and Fun campus. And so when the fly-in is going on, we are actually part of the fly-in. We are an exhibit within itself. We'll have some workshops that they've normally had here, the fly-in going on. We'll have an electronics, actually I should say the avionics program. They'll be doing some certification there where they can work on soldering and desoldering, folks that are trying to renew certifications. They'll have another program going on where they're actually going to be working on building an experimental aircraft within our engineering classroom. So people will be, general public will be coming through and actually witnessing and seeing our facilities and our school right here on the campus. And I don't think you can get much better advertising than that.
Are there any more comments, Chad, you'd like to make for the academy at this time?
Well, I would like to mention that, you know, we are a growing academy. Our goal is to, next year, is to take it to about 150 students. We started out with only 9th and 10th graders this year. We're going to roll up the 10th graders to 11th graders next year, and so we'll have 9 through 11 out here, 150 students. The following year, I'd like to bring in another, at least 100 students, 100 9th graders, and then we'd be a 9 through 12 program. And then ultimately our growth, our maximum growth we're looking at is about 300 to 400 students, grades 9 through 12 at the program. And what's interesting, that's going to require more facilities. So our next step is we are now planning for an 8 to 10 room class building to add on to our current facilities. And as you know, with the economy as it is, public school funding is limited. So we are looking for anybody that's willing to help us out with those that venture of adding additional facilities to our program. And I think that they will see, if they come out and see us, they talk to us, they see what the program is, I think they'll see that that's a worthy cause. We are involved with some other things that we're trying to grow. Like I mentioned, we want to grow the program as far as our curriculum. We are looking to add the AMP program in the future, airframe power plant mechanic, that will allow students to either do the airframe or the power plant portion of that licensing in high school and then complete it at the community college level. We're also considering and evaluating right now, and I'm really excited about this, is air traffic control program, where we can get students engaged in that and possibly become air traffic controllers in the near future. Those are two programs we're looking to add. We're also waiting on word right now. We have Polk County Schools in participation with USF Polytechnic. We did apply for a grant with NASA to develop NASA curriculum focusing on the NASA mission. And we were initially put in a letter inquiring that we would like to apply fully. There was about 83 organizations nationwide that did apply for that. Out of that, only about 30 were invited back, and we were really proud to say that Polk County Schools, Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and USF Polytechnic are one of the finalists for that grant. It is a $1.5 million grant that will allow us to develop curriculum directly for the academy and for our middle school feeder schools, and we will hear about that grant probably in about 2 weeks, and we are really looking forward to an award for that.
It's been a privilege interviewing you, and I wish the Central Florida Aerospace Academy the best, and I look forward to seeing you at Sun and Fun coming up April 21st through the 26th.
Yes, I look forward to seeing you then also, Vicki. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm Vicki Sherman. We hope you enjoyed the show.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.